It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Evening and welcome to the Ralph Dillman Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for, that's right, it's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio, ladies game only, as the Benedictine women will begin the 2024-25 season with a non-conference opponent, the Lady Ravens playing host to the Lady Spires of St. Mary's. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing at Engineering Bank of the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, remember, that's a big, heavy desk. If you need to, you can, like, pounce underneath that thing. But I think the weather, well, it's not what it was a little bit ago anyway. And certainly, it is not enough to keep these teams and quite a number of fans away from the Nolan Gym here tonight. Both clubs are out of the court, going through some pregame warm-ups, and let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the University of St. Mary, under head coach Andy Kelly, the Lady Spires are going to be starting Alana Delgado. She is a 5'5" senior guard from Surprise, Arizona. A hometown product from Leavenworth is going to be Alicia Brown. She is a grad student at 5'7". As we move it to the shooting guard, it'll be sophomore, 5'5", Keely Bernard out of Olathe, Kansas. And the front line, a pair of 6-foot players with Mission, Kansas native junior Mary Olson and Caitlin Ostronic. She is 6 foot tall, a senior from Osage Beach, Missouri. We'll be back bringing the Lady Ravens starters a little more insight into the game and then the tip-off. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio after this.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They could be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
fall is tailgating season. And before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in the Nolan. We brought to you the starters for the Lady Spires, and now let's check in on the starters for the Benedictine College Lady Ravens, who come in tonight for their first game of the year under head coach Chad Folsom and his assistant coach Andy Connolly. For Benedictine, the five starters are going to be five familiar names, with Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6" senior guard from Goddard, Kansas, out of Eisenhower High School. You'll have Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas, a 5'7" senior. Josie Weiser is a 5'11" senior from Nortonville, Kansas, went to JCN. Jennifer Jacobs out of Wichita, 6'1", the senior, and rounding out the starting five at 6'3", from Seneca, Kansas, senior Riley Roddinghouse. So for St. Mary, it'll be Delgado, Brown, Olson, Barnard, and Ostronic. For Benedictine, it'll be Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse. Neither of these teams has a game in a book yet, and Benedictine has been largely successful playing against St. Mary's over the course of the years. In fact, Benedictine has played them 11 times, winning all of first 10, but having lost last year when we went down to Leavenworth, 87-74, to a St. Mary's team that was very, very good last season. Crowd on hand, really good, and they continue to make their way into the gymnasium. So it's always great to see this kind of a turnout, particularly early in the year. So people are still thinking, well, yeah, still thinking football, still thinking soccer, still thinking, you know, some of the fall sports. Still got to get into the mindset, shifting gears a little bit to think basketball. But certainly it is here. The Benedictine men, having played already last Saturday down in Winfield, getting their season underway. And then here tonight, the Benedictine ladies playing against University of St. Mary, again, a non-conference game. We talked to Coach. We had him on at halftime of the football game last Saturday, Coach Chad Folsom. And again, the coaches talk about the fact that playing the double round robin for the last time at a conference this year, that accounts for, what, 26 games. And so they have very, very few games that are available to them with the maximum that the NAIA allows these teams. Lady Spires are in their traditional navy with gold. And for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it is the home white with red and black. Now, this game was pushed back a little bit. Anticipated tip-off was going to have been at about 7 o'clock, but inclement weather has slowed things down a little bit, and so they have delayed the tip-off for this game until just now. Spires are out of the court. Here come the Lady Ravens out on the floor. Benedictine is going to send into the center circle to jump this thing off Riley Roddinghouse. And the ball is up. The tip is away. We're underway. Lady Ravens are going to control it down. And Benedictine is on offense to begin things here this evening. BC going from left to right across your dial in this opening half. Over on the right side with it, that's going to be Lauren Dubert. She'll drive down to the baseline, picked up on a double team. Feeds underneath. JJ shot up. No good. Rebound. Weiser follows it home. So Josie Weiser will pick up her first points of the season. And Benedictine will break out on top, 2-0. And on the upcourt play, Dubert thought she was going to come up with a steal. Instead, comes up with her first foul of the the game. It'll be team foul one. St. Mary will be putting it in play from just in the backcourt, right adjacent to the St. Mary's bench. And head coach Andy Kelly, who's on his feet, sitting in the play that he wants run. And up the floor with the basketball is going to come Elise Brown. Graham will jump it over to the right side. That's going to be Delgado. Backed away, falling away. Three shot up off the back lip of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down. Ravens coming up with the basketball. Feasting on the run. Lob over to the left side. Looking for Weiser, but nicely defended and slapped out of bounds by Brown. It'll be Lady Raven basketball from the far side. 28-foot mark. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 2-0. Josie Weiser set to do the inbound work. Will feed over to the left block. Gets it there to Rodney House. Comes out on top. J.J. shot up off the window. No good. Rebound batted around. Pull back down. Rodney House jumps it off on top. Jacobs will go down the left side of the lane. Defense cuts her off there. Chalama back out on top to Weiser as the shot clock sits in. Josie gets it out all the way to the center circle. Dumps it over to Dubert. Shot clock to 7. Larn plays off the screen. Drives down the right side of the lane. Puts a shot up off the block. It's up. No good. So we get a whistle and a foul. It'll be Benedict into the free throw line. Foul is going to be the first of the game for Mary Olson. And it'll be St. Mary's team foul 1. At the line, Lauren Dubert. First free throw. Got it. And she is on the board with her first point tonight. Usually it's this time when we tell you about shooting percentages and such as that, but they're being established right now. And Lauren is a 50% free throw shooter in the early part of the season, having missed shot number 2. Rebounding it down to St. Mary's. They'll dump it over to the right side. Accelerate down the baseline. Left-hand shot up off the window. No good. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to control it down. BC will look to run. 8.5 left, quarter number 1. Dubert goes cross court. Josie, little head fake, traveled with it. She did not make a decision. She was going to take the shot. Then a defender was right there. She said, you know, that's probably not a great idea. Then she was going to make the pass down to the wing, and in the process was still moving, travels with the ball. It'll come back into St. Mary. 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine leading it 3-0. Up the floor, right side, that is going to be Elise Brown. Back over to Delgado. Jumps to end of the corner. The uncontested 3, short. Offensive rebound underneath the hoop. We're going to be kicked back out to the free throw line. And then on top where a real long 3 is missed. And a rebound, Jacobs, BC, back the other way. Outlet down the floor, Kennedy Nicholson. Her first touch of the game is a layup. Nicholson is on the board, and Benedictine goes up now 5-0. And we go inside 8 to play in the first. Lady Raven with some full court pressure. The ball is broken into the forecourt. Back down the right side with it is going to be Delgado. And as she goes up with a shot, they're going to get an offensive foul. No, they're going to just call a turnover. No foul, just a turnover. And Benedictine will make its first substitution of the game. Checking into the Lady Raven lineup is going to be Riley Brueggemann. Riley, a 5'8" sophomore out of Lenexa, Kansas, and she'll bring it up to 4. Pull up from 12. Nope. Rebound slapped out on top. Save Nicholson. BC will keep it alive. Nicholson goes over to the left block. Backing in. Ronnie House shot blocked out of her hand. Rebound Brueggemann. Shot clock gets refreshed to 20. Lady Ravens are going to set the offense. Right side Nicholson falling away. That was just a wild shot. Didn't even draw iron. Flies over the rim. Rebounding it down. Up court with it, St. Mary. The drive to the left side, across beneath the rim, double-teamed by BC, and the ball gets free. Ravens are going to steal it. Josie comes up 1-on-3, brings it back out on top. The feed to the left block, and Ravens are going to turn it over. Another Benedictine turnover. They're looking to maybe move a little too quickly. St. Mary's is a good team. Last year they were a very good team. And this is Benedictine's first look this season at real live competition like this. So it's going to be some adjustment. Here's a little drop of the shoulder trying to drive into the lane. Is going to be Caitlin Ostonik. 15-foot runner, wide to the left side, rebounding down, Brueggemann. St. Mary continues to be scoreless, 3.5 minutes into the game. Jacobs out on top, Roddinghouse for 3. Off the rim, new rebound. Cleared away by St. Mary's. And Coach Kelly, he's not happy at all with the way his team's running up and down the floor, but not making any headway, and he's going to take a timeout at Joseph. It'll be our first time out of the game, occurring here at 6:17 to go in the opening quarter. For St. Benedict, the Mighty Ravens 5, St. Mary nothing.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Well, St. Mary, coming out of the timeout, will be putting the ball in play from in front of their bench and into the forecourt with it. They will come. Welcome back to the Nola Gymnasium here on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas. From the feed underneath, the shot starts up, and the Ravens are going to commit a foul and in the game for about 15 seconds. It'll be the first foul tonight by Nicole Stork. Nicole entering the game, a 5'11 sophomore from Adele, Iowa. And at the free throw line for St. Mary, Kate Harder. Kate comes into the game. Her first free throw rims off, no good. Harder, 6'2", Olathe, Kansas sophomore. St. Mary's still unable to get anything on the board. One more shot coming up for Harder. Takes a big old deep breath and sends it up. It rolls in. And St. Mary is on the board. It's a 5-1 Benedictine lead at 6:02 to go first. Brueggemann to Stork to Weiser. Left side, Jacob. Backs in. Twist turns off the wind to get the roll. Jacob's first point. BC goes up 7-1. It is their largest lead of the game. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Women's college basketball. Taking it down the right side. Underhand shot. No. Offensive rebound. Push back up. No. Rebound cleared away this time by Stork. Lady Ravens coming up the court. Brueggemann glides down the right side. Effortlessly all the way down to the baseline. Gets double team. Feet into the lane. Jacobs with a defender on her. Goes up with a shot and gets fouled. Jennifer Jacobs will come to the free throw line. Coach Kelly working the official right in front of him. He says, hey, that defender was standing there and she was stationary. The official does not buy that explanation. Kate Harder will have her first foul if you're keeping your book at home, and you should be. Free throw, Jacobs, yes. Jennifer is now Benedictine's leading scorer with her third point of the game. And out of the game, Kennedy Nicholson. Dubert comes back in, second free throw, got it. Jennifer Jacobs with 4. 9-1, BC. Talking about the officials, say, we don't say this very often, but a new group. Here's a 15-foot runner off the mark. Rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it'll be Benedictine basketball. A new group of officials, none of whom I recognize. Nothing wrong with that. It's always good to get some new talent, whether you're coaching the ball team or whether you're looking at the officiating crew. Nice to see. Ravens with the basketball into the lane, going up with a wild shot. Stork, not close. Rebound, fought for underneath, and we're going to have a foul called against St. Mary. That's got Coach Kelly walking away, shaking his head. The foul is... the foul is going to be on someone who has just come into the game that I did not see enter the lineup, and that's Addison Schlutzbaugh. Here's a jump shot. Stork from 15. No. Rebounding it back down. Up the floor comes St. Mary. USM has it right side. Top side it goes. There was a travel. No whistle. Schlutzbaugh drives in. Shot up. Off the window too hard. Offensive rebound by the post. She'll cut into the lane. Feeds over the shot. Blocked from behind. Schlutzbaugh went up for the layup, and Benedictine slams it away. Outlet, length of the court. Running shot counted. The transition bucket by Dubert off the miss on the other end, and Benedictine has taken a double-digit lead, and now they come up with a steal. Dubert, right side, hook shot, pass shot, good. Brueggemann with two. St. Mary desperately needs a timeout as Benedictine is up a dozen. It is 13-1 at the four-minute mark of the opening quarter. Uncontested set, shot three, no. Rebound tips down on the floor, rolling around. Raymond, you've got to clear it away. Here comes Benedictine. Outlet down the right side. Weaving into the forecourt is going to be Dubert. One-hand push pass. Josie alone for three. No. And rebound, Schletzbaum. St. Mary's coming up before it. They have not scored from the floor yet tonight. They trail Benedictine 13-1. 3:40 to go in the first. Down to the top of the lane, kicking it over to the baseline left. Schletzbaum passes up the shot, pushes it off on top. Here's a very, very, very long three that misses, and rebound is going to be slapped out, pulled out by Bauman. Outlet to Dubert, the running two. Dubert with two more. Ravens may run them out of the gym in the opening quarter, and we finally get a St. Mary's timeout. Timeout of the court with 3:23 to go in the first quarter, where it's Benedictine 15, St. Mary's 1.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Game one of the 2024-25 season. And now Benedictine is going to apply a little full court pressure to St. Mary's. BC in front 15-1. Spires, a little mishandling of the basketball in the backcourt. Ravens defense is really pressing, and they just get it across the timeline before the clock expires. Here's a drive to the left side of the lane. The ball gets away, picked back up. Alone, the shot, three, very short. And a rebound, Dubert should have it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be rolling around. It's going to be out of bounds. And it is off St. Mary's. It's Benedictine basketball. Kind of funny when you look at the heart standings right now, and they're in alphabetical order because everybody is 0-0 tonight. The Raven 5 on the floor right now. Brueggemann, Dubert, Bauman. Michaela Bauman is now in the game with Jennifer Jacobs and Riley Rottinghouse. Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska, a 5'8" junior. 3-point shot, Stork, air ball. Hits the floor, bounces into the pit on one hop. And back up with it will come St. Mary. Right now, Benedictine is 6 of 16. They're not shooting that well at 37%, but St. Mary is 0 for 13 shooting the ball in this game. They have missed their first 13 shots. Now the ball is going to be batted away into the backcourt, but St. Mary is going to pick it back up. And that's going to be an over and back call. It is. Now the official on the other side, I think, is going to indicate, and I believe rightfully so, that the Ravens had touched the ball, and it'll be St. Mary basketball. It is. Nice job by the crew. Little confab at midcourt, getting the call right. Ravens are going to rotate Kennedy Nicholson back into the game. So you got Nicholson and Dubert out there. You've got Stork, Rottinghouse, and Bauman. Here comes St. Mary, 2:20 to play. Opening quarter, still looking for their first bucket. At the free throw line, the dish back Delgado through two defenders, and the Ravens will commit a foul. Is it on the floor, or is it a shooting foul? The blocking foul is going to be the second foul of the game by Lauren Dubert. Benedictine has committed three fouls so far, and Lauren has two of them. Jacobs is going to come back in, and Stork checks out of the game. Stork was out there for a little bit, went 0 for 3 shooting the ball. And back to the free throw line, St. Mary, the shot is up and good. And Alanis Delgado collects her first points and her team's second. This one, no. Rebound, Roddinghouse had it and is stripped away from her. Baseline turnaround shot, no good. Benedictine is going to rebound it down. And here comes Riley Brueggemann. Brueggemann down the right side, stops off the block, feeds underneath to Jacobs. A beautiful pass, and Jacobs finishes. Jennifer Jacobs has 6. It is now 17-2 Benedictine. And we've got a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. The Ravens coming up with a steal. Brueggemann has it knocked away then from behind. Here comes Delgado. Outlet pass right side, all alone, driving layup. Good. There's the first bucket of the game for St. Mary. It belongs to Mary Olson, 17-4. And we are at a minute 29 to play first quarter. Nicholson for 14. Running shot, nope. And rebound swept away. Here comes Aaliyah Brown. Feeds left, running layup. Yes, a little left-handed layup is going to be good by Kelly Bernard. And we're going to get a timeout, BC. Ravens are going to take a break. 1:14 to go, opening quarter. Ravens 17, Spire 6.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Well, Benny Nixon, coming out of the timeout, has made no changes in the alignment. They still have the same 5 out on the court right now. You've got Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann, Michaela Bauman, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. And there's something with the clock. Okay, they on the shot clock. They put 1 second more on the shot clock. And here comes Benedictine into the fourth quarter. We've got 1 minute to go in the first. And the pass down to the baseline. Nicholson was looking for Jacobs, but the pass was beyond her reach. It'll go out of play. Here comes St. Mary's. Lady Ravens are going to continue to press on the inbound. The little player defense. They press it, still in the backcourt. The lob to the right side. Nicely done. Here's a running three. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Benedictine. Brueggemann coming up with the basketball and takes it down the left side. We're 40 seconds to go in the first. Jacobs in the lane. She's had a huge first quarter. Turns fade, shoots. Got two more. Jennifer Jacobs. 8 points for Jacobs. 19-4 Benedictine. Half a minute to go in the first. Another three launch for the Spires. And there it is. They'll get one. Addison Tower hits the bucket. Addison is a freshman from DeSoto, Kansas, and it's 19-9. Let me fix that, 19-9. Here's a shot from the right side, up no good, tipped around, it's on the floor. St. Mary has it, loses it, it's going to go out of bounds, and it is Raven basketball. So 1.4 seconds. Josie Weiser is going to check in, and St. Mary is going to counter with 6'7" center Katie Huffman. Katie out of Lee Summit, Missouri. In the program at 6'7", and genuinely, that is an accurate measurement. Here's the inbound. It's going to be chipped away, and he steals the inbound pass. Ravens cannot get off a shot, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the floor. It's been all Lady Ravens in the early going. After one, Benedictine 19, St. Mary's 9.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
After the opening quarter, both teams got five players into the scoring column. For St. Mary's, paced it away with that late three-point shot, Addison Tower. Two each for Mary Olson and Keely Bernard and Kate Harder and Alanis Delgado, each with one. For Benedictine, what a start for Jennifer Jacobs. Already 8 points in the game, followed by Lauren Dubert with five. Two each then, Josie Weiser, Riley Brueggemann, and Kennedy Nicholson. Fouls, Lauren Dubert, a little bit of a jam early on. She's got two. But there we go. Spires will be putting the ball in play at midcourt. We're underway in quarter number two. Over to the right side with it is going to be Brown. Lobs it off on top. Addison Tower stays in the game to begin the second quarter. Dumping it over to the baseline right. Ostronic. She'll put the shot off the window and good and make it a plus one. So a plus one. The foul is going to be on Jacobs. It'll be Jennifer's first foul of the ball game. Oh, outstanding. Thank you. Here, oh, we'll share one down here. Thank you. And a free throw is up and good, completing the three-point play for Caitlin Rogers. And St. Mary's, look at the battle back in this. Suddenly, Benedictine, who was up by 15 a little while ago, now has that cut in half. They lead only by seven. It is 19-12. Benedictine right side, and Josie lobs one into the corner, but way too tall for Kennedy Nicholson, well beyond her reach, out of bounds. Back it will come to St. Mary. We've got 9:20 to go in the first half. Basketball, top side, lobbed over to the right. Here's another three. She hit the last one and hits this one. Back-to-back threes for St. Mary, and that one, Keely Bernard, her fifth point of the night. And it's 19-15. That 15-point lead, now only four. Benedictine with a basketball over to the left side. Jacobs back right to Nicholson. 8:40 to go in the first half. 17-foot jump shot. Jacobs is in double figures with 10. 21-15, Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs having a huge start to their season here tonight. Top side of the ball, working the perimeter. St. Mary's looks inside. Big screen set off on top. Now the ball batted around. It's loose on the floor, saved by this Lady Spire. Six on the shot clock. They'll feed across. The ball's going to be batted away. And do we have another Jacobs foul? The foul is on the floor. It is not going to be on Jacobs. It's going to be on Rottinghouse. Nicole Stork comes back into the game for Jennifer Jacobs. St. Mary's shooting percentage has skyrocketed. They're up now to 25% on 5 of 20, having missed their first 13. So that's got to be 5 of the last 7 shots. And that is red-hot shooting. Benedictine, 9 of 21, but 0 for 5 from 3. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's on the floor. Brueggemann scrums and gets it. Outlet, Josie feeds in the middle, and Stork is going to be fouled. Lady Ravens have turned it over 6 times to St. Mary's 5. Rebounding edge for Benedictine at 17-12 right now. with 26 on the shot clock. BC will bring it in, and from the baseline left, a little jumper is going to be up and good. Benedictine goes up now 23-15, and the Lady Ravens are going to steal the inbound. Josie, in, up, no. Rolls around the back of the rim. Why is you're unable to knock it down? Here's a jumper on the other end. No. Why is it with a rebound for Benedictine? 7:20 to go in the first half. Brueggemann down the left side. She's been coming down the right side. Now she'll bring it down the left. Pushes it back. Jump shot. Good. Rottinghouse picks up the bucket. So Rottinghouse getting her first point of the game. Upcourt pass slapped out of bounds by Brueggemann. Coming back in again to St. Mary's. Lady Ravens are going to rotate Lauren Dubert back into the lineup. St. Mary's going to bring Addison Schletzbaum back in. Good to see Addison out there moving well. Just got a bit of a compression bandage. No brace on her right knee. And now the ball is going to get away from her. Be picked up by Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens. Driving down is going to be Dubert. Falling away. Shot up. No. Rebound underneath. Katie Huffman. Katie's just a dominant force in there. Again, the 6'7" freshman. St. Mary goes top, goes baseline, goes three, missed it. Rebound, Dubert. Lauren Upcourt, she is 1-on-3, goes to the rack, knocks it in anyway. Attacking the basket, Lauren Dubert, her 7th point. 27-15, Benedictine. Lady Ravens on a little bit of a run right now. 6:10 to go in the half. Now the ball topside. The defense does not allow them to find any outlet. And St. Mary ultimately is going to roll it out of bounds and turn it over. Spires are going to take Barnard out of the game. Back in comes Elise Brown. Elise, a 5'7 grad student from Leavenworth, starts it in the game. She's played a lot of minutes, but so far we have no points from her. Elise Brown has only taken a shot. Now as Benedictine brings it down, Elise will get in the scorebook, but not the way she wanted to. She picks up her first foul tonight. Now we have a flop warning given by the official. Haven't seen that in a while. They did not assess a penalty, but they did send out a warning. And here comes the Lady Ravens putting the ball in play at their offensive end. Baseline jump shot, falling away is no good. And we've got a new Lady Raven in the game, someone we have not yet seen, Diana Moser. Talking to coach before the game, I asked, are there any new names with which we are not familiar that we're going to see? Here's a feed underneath, the layup misses. Offensive board, going to be followed up and missed. Rebounding down, BC. Rottinghouse to the board. And coach tells me, he goes, yeah, remember the name, and says you'll see Diana Moser in the game. He's really pleased with how she's kind of getting the gist of this new team. She's a 5'7" junior from Brazil. From Charagua do Sul, Brazil. And I'm sure I did not do that any justice. So if the people from Charagua do Sul, Brazil, are unhappy with my pronunciation, just email Care Radio and we'll work on that. 5:15 to go. Actually, I will ask her sometime how to do that right. 27-15, Benedictine in front, back up with a double-digit lead, now a dozen with 5 minutes to go halfway through the second quarter. St. Mary down the floor, comes up topside, starting on the left side of the lane, all the way to the baseline, stumbling but falling because they will call a tripping foul on Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy's first foul. Spires will be inbound at their baseline, and Elise Brown to inbound it. Alicia looking in. She wants to get down to the baseline. Can't find anyone there. Goes all the way up top side to Delgado. Alanis goes right side. Three-point shot way off to the right side by Keely Barnard. Get some cheers from the Benedictine faithful on hand here tonight. Here come the Lady Ravens. And it is going to be Moser up the floor. Also in the game for Benedictine. Now it's going to be Carmen Morales. Carmen, a 6'3 freshman from Spain. Three-point shot, Josie, no. Rebound. Fires. Schlitzbaum dishes it over to the left side. Gets it there to Barnard. Down to 15-footer. Schlitzbaum won't go. Rebound off the back of the rim, and Benedictine will bring it up the floor. Top side with it, Moser. 4:15 left in the half. The lob down right side. Going across, little reverse layup. Oh, a beautiful move by Carmen Morales for Benedictine. She crossed over, laid it behind the head, puts it in, and draws the foul. That was a special kind of a play for Carmen Morales. She will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on the Spires, Kate Harder, and the free throw does not go in, but then the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Let's see off whom. The officials are going to discuss this. It'll be St. Mary basketball. Down 29-15, Lady Ravens at 4:12 to go. Scoring has slowed way down. Up court to the baseline, and a foul. Lady Ravens trying to work through a screen right there, and I believe this foul is going to be on Moser. And Moser will come out of the game. So she's in for a brief stint. Free throws up, in and out, no good. And that foul is on Diana Moser. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Elise Brown. Looking still for her first point of the game. Is that one's no good, but the second one's in. And Elise Brown is on the board, 29-16. Those free throws are being shot because Benedictine is over five fouls. 4 minutes to go in the half. Josie lobs underneath. Falling to the floor. And the question is, she okay? Because she went down awkwardly, but comes up and seems to be all right. Carmen Morales got kind of taken down underneath the basket. You can laugh about it now because she's up and seems fine. Foul is going to be on Kate Harder. So Kate quickly picking up what I have is a third foul. And Benedictine brings it in. Nicholson shoves off with the forearm. And there's the offensive foul. And she was trying to fend off her defender. Lost her footing. I don't know if she got her foot just kind of hung up or if she kind of got tripped or whatever. But she's falling forward. That lead arm that she was kind of keeping the defender away with went into the defender. And it looked like she was pushing off with a big old forearm shiver. So Ravens are going to give it back. Three-point fadeaway shot. Up, rimmed out. No. Brueggemann boards it down. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Morales, Stork are the Ravens. Five. Shot off the window. It's going to be up and good by Brueggemann. And a lot of traffic. Riley's fourth point. 31-15 BC. Shot from the outside is up and good for three. That's going to be Addison Tower with her second three-pointer of the game for St. Mary. 31-18, Benedictine at the three-minute mark of the first half. Brueggemann crosses over, a little behind the back. Dribble comes off the screen set by Stork. Nicole up between the circles, goes right side, Josie. Weiser holding the ball high above her head, goes to Brueggemann. She'll come over to the right side of the lane, and she's going to be called for. No, she's not getting called. The Ravens in the lane are going to be called for a three-second violation. Back up with it will come St. Mary. Spires have stayed in this game. They kept battling and battling. They cut the lead way down, and now they're back down by 13. Here's a shot. Left side. Off the window. No. But another Lady Raven foul and another foul by Nicole Stork. Dubert back into the game for Benedictin. Also into the game, Michaela Bauman. Also kicking in. You hear that horn one more time. That indicates Riley Roddinghouse coming in. Weiser's out, Stork's out, Nicholson's out. Riley Brueggemann, Lauren Dubert, Michaela Bauman, Carmen Morales, Nicole Stork. No, Nicole is out, and it's going to be Riley Roddinghouse. Roddinghouse and Morales. Yeah, okay, Roddinghouse, Morales, Bauman, Dubert, Brueggemann. There's your BC five. First free throw, no. Second free throw, yes. So Caitlin Rogers gets one of the two. It is 31-19, or 31-20, make that, with 2.5 to go in the half. And driving hard to the baseline. That was a good play by Riley Brueggemann. She had her defender backpedaling in front of her. She looked to force up the shot, knowing that the defender was going to probably lean in, commit the foul, which is precisely what happened. It'll be the second foul for Alanis Delgado. Brueggemann at the free throw line, and that one, no good. Riley has 4 points in the game. At the free throw line, Benedictine is now 3 of 6 and 3 of 7. Rebound, St. Mary. At the free throw line, the Spires are hitting only 62% of theirs at 5 of 8. Driving down left side, shot's going to be batted away. Brueggemann saved out on top. St. Mary, 17-foot shot. Yep. Addison Tower paced it away for her team, now at 8 points. 31-22, and we are inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictine down the floor. Out top, Dubert. Plays off the Roddinghouse screen. Feeds into the middle, and only blue jerseys in there. Dubert, I think, had to have believed one of her teammates was going to be cutting. They did not. Here's a baseline running three that misses. Rebound tipped out. Dubert hauls it down. She'll bring it up the court. 1-on-2. She will still shoot that shot. She does every time. That one won't go. Nice rebound for Roddinghouse, who turns and pushes the defender. But not until she had been pushed first and Addison Towers' first foul. With both teams in a bonus, coming to the free throw line for Benedict and Riley Roddinghouse. BC is going to take Dubert out of the game, and Josie Weiser comes back in. So for the Lady Ravens, right side of the lane is going to be Michaela Bauman. Left side of the lane is going to be Carmen Morales. The first of two free throws is going to be up and good for Riley Roddinghouse. Top of the key is going to have Riley Brueggemann, and nearer center circle for Benedictine is Josie Weiser. Second free throw, no. Rebound cleared away by St. Mary. Keely Bernard comes up with the board, flies it up the floor, over to the left side. Is the ball is going to rotate on top. The three, nope. Rebound, Benedictine. Bauman. Brueggemann out on top. The three, Roddinghouse, that thing got 3 feet short, maybe four, and it'll tumble out of bounds back to St. Mary's. 1:04 to go in the half. Walking it up, Elise Brown. Now, she just square up for three that doesn't fall, and a rebound tipped around, and Josie kind of comes crashing in late, picks up a foul. And again, St. Mary's is going to come to the free throw line. It's going to decide that in the person of whom, and it will be Keely Bernard coming to the line. She hasn't had a free throw tonight. Pretty good shooter. She's hit a two. She's hit a three, and her first free throw means she's hit that one also. Half a dozen points for Keely Bernard. Keely out there is a 5'5 sophomore from Olathe, Kansas. entering the game for the first time for University of St. Mary is going to be Jaylee Lavario, a 5'3 junior from El Paso. Second free throw, good. 31-24. Nine, is that right? Nine consecutive points scored by the Lady Spires. No, it's a 9-1 run. BC hit that free throw a moment ago, so let me fix that. A 9-1 run right now for the Lady Spires. Going back to 3:15 left in the half. We're in the last minute of the half. Benedictin with the basketball. They lead here by 8. A drive left side, running layup misses. Rebound, St. Mary. USM's kind of gotten their game legs beneath them and are playing much, much better than they did in that initial 5, 7, 8 minutes of the game where they found themselves trailing by 15. Shot clock's off. Final shot's going to belong to St. Mary. 9 seconds, 8, now 7. Barnard way up top side. Skips it over to the right. Mary Olson, there's a shot. Nope. Rebound on the floor to Benedictin, and that will end the opening half. Halftime in the NOLA Gym. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The teams heading for the benches. It's Benedictin's Lady Ravens 32, University of St. Mary 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right, grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Where, yeah, we got some Halloween dressed kind of folk out here. I love the gear. Always delightful to see the Halloween hoops kids coming out to get a little recognition. Hopefully, they get themselves some pretty good snacks along with that. Here at the NOLA Gymnasium, the teams are in the locker room. It's halftime in the Benedictine. Lady Ravens up 8, 32-24. They came out of the block so, so hot, so, so fast. Thank you. And they jumped way out. There you go, man. They jumped way out to a huge lead. They got a 15-1, then 17-2. That was their largest lead of the ballgame at 15. Recapping that opening half scoring, first of all, four. St. Mary with 8. Addison Tower, a couple of threes on the way to that 8-point first half. Keely Barnard has 7. It dropped pretty dramatically then to 4 points for Caitlin Rogers. She got all of those in the second quarter. 2 for Mary Olson, and then 1 each for Alanis Delgado and Elise Brown, and also 1 for Kate Harder. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, what a first half for Jennifer Jacobs. 8 in the opening quarter, added a couple of more, 10 halftime points for Jennifer Jacobs. Lauren Dubert, 7. Lauren did not get to play a whole lot of the second half, gotten herself in a little foul trouble kind of out right out of the gate. It was a 4-point half for Riley Brueggemann, and then 2 each for Nicole Stork, Carmen Morales, Riley Roddinghouse, Josie Weiser, and Kennedy Nicholson. Looking at some of the numbers real quickly as they're taking some time judging the competition out here. Yeah, this is the worst job, the hardest job in the world. How do you do it, man? St. Mary's 7-34, shooting the ball in the opening half for 20.6%. Benedictine at 14-34, hitting 41%. From the outside, St. Mary, 3 of 18. They like the outside shot, 16% from outside. Benedictine, 9 three-point shots, didn't hit any. At the free throw line, St. Mary's helped themselves going 7 of 10, where Benedictine is 4 of 9. Team turnovers, identical at 10 apiece. Total rebounds, very similar at 28-24. Advantage, Lady Ravens. BC has committed more fouls. You saw that kind of coming to fruition as the number of free throws shot late in that first half. Points in the paint have been dominated by Benedictine. Lady Ravens playing very, very well in the middle. That all said, great first half and a great start to the season for Benedictine. We'll see how the second half shakes out, and we're going to be back to bring that to you live here from the Nolan Gymnasium. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a little break. Intermission here in Atchison, Kansas. Second half coming up live, but right now with that halftime score, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 32, St. Mary 24. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Halftime continues.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Party Pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24-7, offering premium 91-octane, 87-octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a couple of games to report on. We have the earlier game that was with, my computer is not acting well this evening. We had the earlier basketball game in women's basketball. It was Graceland with a victory over We had, I'm sorry, Graceland with a victory over Avila. It was Graceland 73, Avila 52. And in this game, we're sitting with Benedictine at 32, St. Mary 24. Taking a look at some of the schedule for men's basketball, we've got in Ravens basketball action coming up Saturday. It will not be aired on the radio station here, as we will be doing the Mid-America Nazarene game. Mid-America Nazarene football game will be starting at 2 p.m. this Saturday. We'll, of course, be carrying it live right here at Hot Country 93.7. Tune in for Tom and Gus. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Overcast skies tonight with severe storms likely. Lows level off around 45. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 55. Lows dip down to about 36. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Low 60s Friday and Saturday with thunderstorms likely Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 61 degrees. We've got a little bit of light rain outside of the studios here in downtown Atchison. It feels like 61 out there. Humidity is, of course, exceedingly high with a reading of 97%. Winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. The dew point, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.74 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Again to the Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's women's college basketball game. Lady Ravens of Benedictine in front of the Lady Spires from the University of St. Mary, 32-24. Welcome back, everyone. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing, engineering, and doing, you know, his best Chet Huntley imitation back in the Care Studios. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couts with you here in alternate position. Lady Raven basketball to begin the second half. We're about ready to get underway. Benedictine will have its original starting five out on the floor. Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Rottinghouse. For USM, it'll be Alanis Delgado, Elise Brown, Mary Olson, Keely Bernard, and Caitlin Ostronic. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over, pass down to the baseline, gets away, St. Mary brings it back up the floor. St. Mary, Ostronic will take it topside, flashes up to play that high post. One of 2 6-foot-tall players out there right now for St. Mary. She'll back in, stop on the right block, put the shot skyward, misses it. Rebound, Josie. Weiser's going to pick it up off the floor, bring it down the right side. Kicks it over to Dubert. Lauren goes baseline, feeds in the middle. Pass comes off on top. Nicholson back to J.J., turns around, can't get it to roll in. Jacobs leads Benedictine and leads all players in scoring with 10 first-half points. A minute into the second half, down the floor with it will come St. Mary, their baseline jumper. Nope. Dubert with a rebound, and she'll fly the other way. Lauren from 16. No. These two teams have come out the second half icy cold. Alanis Delgado goes left, slides right, wants to get the shot off, can't. Now the ball's batted away, picked up Dubert. Ravens have numbers. Outlet Nicholson, shot up, no. Rebound Dubert, follow up, yes. So finally, the first points of the second half will belong to Benedictine. 9 points for Dubert. It is 34-24. And we're just over 8 to go in the half. A running shot by Brown. And did she draw a foul? No, they're going to say not a foul. The ball was, though, deflected out of bounds. And belonged to the Spires. They'll bring it in right in front of their bench, and the shot goes up very short. Rebound Rottinghouse to Jacobs, to Dubert, and Jacobs' pass was not good. She didn't want the ball. Dubert was not ready for it. It's going to be stolen by St. Mary, and a beautiful spinning move. The shot is up and good by Alanis Delgado. 34-26, Benedictine. Lady Ravens back up court, 7.5 to go, third quarter. Game one of the basketball season. If you're going to have a great year, you start off with a win. BC would like to see that happen. Three-point shot, Josie, no. Delgado back the other way. USM in their best Michigan Navy in gold. Back and away with it, Delgado, working in front of Weiser to the free throw line. Back to Delgado, then plays off the screen. Her falling away shot is no good. Dubert rebounds it down. Tell you what, Lauren's having a nice game to start the season. She'll drive into the lane, have the ball batted away from behind her, but able to pick it up on the dribble. Gets it up to Nicholson. Kennedy's been pretty quiet tonight. 2 points, two fouls. Hook shot in the middle. Won't go for Rottinghouse. Back up with it, St. Mary. So the third quarter continues to be a lot of up and down, not a lot of baskets, very few points. Matter of fact, each team has scored one so far, and we are 3.5 minutes into the second half. St. Mary down the left side, Delgado's pretty pass. The shot is off the window too hard by Mary Olson, and Benedictine back down the floor. Dubert will run and again shoots. And that time she was just kind of devil may care at the bucket. I mean, she was just driving in, very determined to get that shot away. And while it didn't fall in, she does draw a foul. Each team is going to make a pair of substitutions. They are checking in before the free throws by Lauren Dubert. Lauren at 9 points is 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. This one, no. So she is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Lauren from Beloit, Kansas, the 5'7" sophomore. Her second free throw rolls around and in. She's got 10. 35-26. Benedictine. Just over six to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to press the upcourt play. Across the timeline is going to come Addison Tower. Now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Brueggemann has come into the game. She'll go to the rack and get fouled hard. And she will be coming to the free throw line. Talking about players coming into the game, there were a couple of substitutions, and one of which was Maggie Torber, or excuse me, one of which was Marta Bucher. Marta Bucher. B-E-O-U-G-H-E-R. In the pronunciation, people tell me it is pronounced Bucher. Bucher is a 5'8 junior from Poland. Now the free throw is going to fall for Benedictine. And so Brueggemann will miss them both, and it's still 35-26. So Riley Brueggemann is 0-for-4 at the free throw line in this game. And here's a straightaway top of the key three for Keita Bernard. She has 10 and now leads St. Mary in scoring. Feed right side, hook shot, yes. Riley Roddinghouse picking up her fourth point of the game. Here's a drive off the steal, and there's a bucket for Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy with four. 39-29, Lady Ravens. Dropping a shoulder, shoot, shot is up, nope. Rebound, Lady Ravens. BC up the floor. Nicholson has it deep in the right side. Wants a shot, can't get it. Goes to Roddinghouse, back to Nicholson, stolen by St. Mary. These teams are both a little out of control. Here's a set shot, three, looks good, but too long. And a rebound on top, Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Michaela Bauman. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Bauman, Roddinghouse, Stork for the Lady Raven Five. And a ball stolen by USM. Lavario into the forecourt. Jeannie Lavario from El Paso. Again, a 5'3" guard. Addison Schlesbaum goes to the right side of the lane. Gets double-teamed. Able to get the ball away. Out on top. The three. Short. Rebound out of bounds. And it is BC basketball. Nicholson comes out. Roddinghouse comes out. Benedictine is going to return both Jennifer Jacobs and Lauren Dubert to the floor. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Third quarter's moved pretty quickly. The scoreboard hasn't exactly been spinning. 39-29. Lady Ravens with a double-digit lead. Dubert from 13 misses. Then the rebound. As it goes out of bounds, you can hear the whistle very sharply blown in the background down to the baseline. This says a foul committed on the floor, and it is going to be whistled on Addison Tower for St. Mary. So Tower will pick up her third foul. It'll be team foul three for the Lady Spires. Benedictine with no fouls in this quarter. And now a BC shot from the outside is going to be up and good for three. 41-29, Benedictine. Going to make that a long two. 41-29. 3.5 to go in the third. Out on top, Brown. In the lane, batted away from behind. It's on the floor, rolling around, and the Ravens are going to save it. Outlet pass left side. Here comes Stork, in and up, and Schlesbaum puts her on the floor. It'll be Benedictine free throws. Addison Schlesbaum will collect the foul. It is her second this evening. Nicole Stork at the free throw line. Hasn't had a shot yet tonight. This one is in. 42-29. One more shot, and she'll get them both. Nicole Stewart collecting her fourth point of the game. Into the lineup now for St. Mary. Alana Stelgado will check back in. Also back in, 6'7" Katie Huffman. Ravens will steal the upcourt pass. Dubert anticipated that. Did a nice job. Feeds underneath, and the spinning left-handed shot will not go down for Jennifer Jacobs. 3 minutes to go in the third. Lady Ravens leading it by 14. Their largest lead of the game was 15 early on. 13-foot jump shot good. Addison Tower gets her 10th point, and as it goes in, Coach Kelly takes a timeout. We're taking a break. 2:53 to go, third quarter in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 43, St. Mary, 31.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
So good to have you along with us for season opening basketball here tonight for the Benedictine Lady Ravens at home against the University of St. Mary. Still shaky weather earlier in the evening, but this game has gotten underway just a little bit late, but not bad. Nice crowd on hand to enjoy it. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Benedictine basketball, 43-31, Lady Ravens in front. Turnaround shot from 17 for Jennifer Jacobs won't go. Nice rebound underneath. Michaela Bauman. Jacobs, cross court it goes. Baseline, Dubert, and short. Rebound underneath Schlesbaum. Addison coming up with a basketball and gets it away. And into the forecourt will go Alanis Delgado. Back to Schlesbaum. She goes into the lane. Nice shot off the window, and it won't drop. Rebound, BC. Stork with the board. Dubert feeds across. Jacobs all alone gets the back end and wave it off. How about the defensive play down the floor for Alanis Delgado? She got down there, got herself planted, drew the offensive foul on the drive into the lane. So they will wipe away the basket, and that will be another foul for Lauren Dubert, her third now. And while Lauren protests a little bit, Coach Folsom says, you know what? Yeah, you could just, we'll just have you step out of the game for a minute. And now St. Mary's coming up the floor. The ball just got away from Addison Tower. She looks at her hand and looks at the ball and watches it roll away. It's like there was no one near her. And sometimes these things happen. It's Halloween. Maybe, you know, who knows what was involved here. BC back down with it. Jacobs twists, turns, left-hand shot. No. Nice follow. Gets the roll. And the backup from Michaela Bauman, her first point tonight. 45-31. BC at a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Bauman, Jacobs, and Stork. Three-pointers. Good from Kaylin Rogers. 45-34. Lady Ravens in front. Three-point shot. Got it! Now the Lady Ravens may have found the range on that three by Brueggemann. She has nine now. Five of them in the third quarter. The upcourt pass going to be stolen. Brueggemann another three. That one won't drop. And rebound is in the corner. It's on the floor, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Benedictine. Riley Rollinghouse, the 6'3 senior, returns to the floor for Nicole Stork. And we are in the final minute of the third quarter. Booker dumps it over to the left side. Back out on top. That's Marta. Raven's going to double team and reaching in an effort to steal the ball away. Riley Brueggemann will be whistled for her first foul of the game. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul three of the third quarter. Forty seconds left in the third. Shot clock gets refreshed to 20. Baseline three. Won't fall. Rebound. Saved by St. Mary. Into the lane. Skip past right side. Schlitzbaum jumper too strong. Rebound. Saved again underneath by Delgado. She'll turn and shoot and can't get it. This time his ball going to be cleared away by Benedictine. Here comes Riley. Brueggemann over to the left side. Kennedy looking for a three. Can't get it to fall. And a rebound St. Mary. Delgado comes up with it. Outlet right side. On the floor one time. Running shot. No and a foul is going to be called on Brueggemann. Riley said, I was near. I was had my arm out, but I didn't make any contact. The official says, I thought you did. Brueggemann's second foul and Keely Bernard. Back of the line. 2 of 2 at the stripe tonight. That one rims out. 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Benedictine with a 14-point lead in this women's college basketball game. Second free throw, short, and a battle for the rebound is on the floor, and it is going to be taken away by St. Mary. And now, as there are bodies on the floor, we will have a foul called on. They're going to call it on Addison Schlesbaugh. So Addison will have her third foul tonight. And again, we will go to the other end of the court where Raven Senior out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. It's Kennedy Nicholson coming to the line. Kennedy's free throw, no. Free throws have been a little bit of a struggle for the Lady Ravens this evening. Three-point shots have been a bigger struggle. Second free throw is good. So Nicholson has her fifth point, 46-34, or 49 now, 49-34. Here's a three. Got it! And that will be the ending shot of the third quarter. Alanis Delgado hits the three. Three quarters in the book. We'll be back for the fourth here in Atchison. Benedictine 49, St. Mary 37.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
St. Mary's got two players in double-digit scoring now as both Addison Tower and Keely Bernard have 10. 7 so far in the game for Caitlin Rogers and a half a dozen for Alanis Delgado. Those lead the Spires. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, also two double-digit scorers as Lauren Dubert and Jennifer Jacobs each have 10. Hot on their heels, 9 so far for Riley Brueggemann. It'll be St. Mary basketball to begin the fourth quarter. And I started to mention, certainly alluded to the fact that they're at the end of the third quarter, that Benedictine not shooting really well from the outside. I think that's fair to say. Here's a nice driving layup from the left side. And Delgado continues to find the range. That is her eighth point. It is 49-39. Benedictine from the outside. Thank you. St. Mary is 6 of 27. They're hitting 22% from outside. That's not good enough for the Lady Ravens. 1 of 14. That is 7%. BC will be putting it in play once again from the baseline. It is Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Rottinghouse, the original starting five out of the court for head coach Chad Folsom. St. Mary down the floor with it. A minute gone in the fourth. Here's Delgado down the left side of the lane. Off to the top. The three, nope, off the floor. It's going to be rebounded down by Josie Weiser. Gets it to Lauren, back to Josie. Josie will square up. She'll go three. Nope. And a rebound. Back the other way will come St. Mary. Spires run. 15-foot runner. Yes! And another bucket for Keely Bernard. She's now at a dozen. 49-41 at 8.5 left. Nicholson goes topside into the lane. Two-handed shot that doesn't fall. But here's what a senior knows, and that is that having a step on her defender, Kennedy knew that she could drive the lane, put up that shot, hit it maybe, not hit it maybe, draw the foul. Absolutely, and that's what happened there. Jacobs out of the ball game for Benedict Pinnon. It'll be Nicole Stork taking her spot. Nicholson at the line where she's one of two tonight. And the first one here is perfect. That's a half a dozen points for Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, one of six seniors on this team. Second free throw, got in there. 51-41 and 8:20 to go. USM down court. Here's going to be Alish Brown. Now they'll go into the lane, and before the 12-foot shot goes up, a foul is going to be committed, and it is going to be another by Lauren Dubert. That will be her fourth. So Lauren has gotten herself in a little foul trouble tonight. 10 points, but now four fouls, and back out of the game she's going to come. Riley Brueggemann checks in to take her spot. Give pass over to the right side to Brown. Elise works toward the block. Out on top, Delgado. Shakes, fakes, shoots, misses. Rebound. And before they could get another shot away, as her first one didn't hit the backboard, Delgado's unable to get it to a teammate before the shot clock violation. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. Now for Coach Folsom, it'll be Stork, Rodinghouse, Weiser, Brueggemann, and Nicholson. A little bit of a different look. The spinning shot by Stork is no good. But she gets fouled. And we'll get two free throws. Wasn't certain that they were going to call this a shooting violation. Now, Nicole Stork has her whole left hand kind of bandaged up. I'm not sure just what's going on with that shooting hand. First free throw's up and in. Second one is not. So Nicole will hit one of the two free throws, picking up her fifth point of the ball game and pushing the Lady Raven lead to 52-41. 7:27 to go. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Caitlin Rogers. Rogers was just backing in and backing in. That's got Coach Andy Kelly of St. Mary on his feet. He's complaining that that was a flop. But the official says, no. Here comes Benedictine. 7:14 to go in the game. Stork goes left side, Brueggemann. She'll go up with a shot, draw the foul. Three bodies on the floor. And more free throws coming up. This foul is going to be on Caitlin Rogers. So Caitlin's only got 2 fouls in the game. Both of them, though, have come here in the fourth quarter, which is less than 3 minutes old. Brueggemann's free throw not going to go in. Oh, for 5 at the free throw line. She's way better shooter than that, and then we'll hit this for her 10th point of the game. 53-41. And on the up court, we have a whistle, and I'm looking away, and I'm not sure just what happened. This is a technical violation, I think. And now they're going to send the teams to their respective benches. And while they're ironing this out, Joseph, we're going to take a break. Timeout. 7:07 to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. The score, Benedictine 53, Spires 41.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan Gymnasium, where Benedictine has added 2 points while we were away. A technical violation on St. Mary's and the head coach. Two free throws hit by Kennedy Nicholson. Lady Ravens now lead 55-41 and have put the ball in play. Josie will feed. Nicole will turn, won't get it. And the rebound rolling on the floor. BC's going to save it in. Weiser, right side, shot clock to 13, hook shot from in the lane, got it, Brodinghouse. Half a dozen for Riley, 55-41. And a collision at midcourt, and a Benedictine foul by Riley Brugham, and Riley with her third foul tonight. Here's kind of crazy, with 6:37 to go in the ballgame, the Spires already have 5 team fouls. Is that possible? Here's a 3 from the left side. Shot up short. Josie boards it down. Weiser coming up the floor. Defender reaches in on her, tries to steal it away. It's going to be saved by Riley. Gets it to Nicole. Stork goes left side. Kennedy all alone. 3 for Nicholson. She is such a good perimeter shooter. Given a look like that, she is going to score a lot of points. It is 60-41 now. And we're at 6 minutes to play. Little one-hand shot. No rebound. Lady Ravens. Riley Brueggemann. She has been really strong in this game tonight. Sophomore out of Lenexa. Josie. Back out to Stork. Skip pass right side. Shot clock at 9. Look away to Kennedy. Her 3 is partially deflected. No foul call. Rebounding it back down. St. Mary. And that defensive play belongs to Delgado. She gets all the props for that one. Good work. Here's a feed. Shot up. Nope. And a Benedictine foul. Probably on Nicole. It is. Nicole Stork will have her third foul tonight. Benedictine will have its third foul in the fourth quarter. Joseph, I don't know if it's just me hearing like sounds in the background, a little bit of static or something. Anyway, we're going to get a Raven timeout. So, while they set the course for the last 5:21, taking a break, the score, Lady Ravens 60, University of St. Mary 41.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
coming out of the Raymond timeout, St. Mary's will be at the free throw line. Standing in is Caitlin Rogers. Gets the first one. That is her 8th point this evening. And that one will be a little bit short. The rebound batted around. St. Mary's going to save it. Good hustle down there. And Mary Olson comes down with the board. Missed it. Gets another board. St. Mary's going to reset. 5 minutes to play. 13-foot runner. No. This time it'll be Josie Weiser with the rebound. And Benedictine coming up the floor. Coach Folsom is on his feet, and I think can tell his team, okay, here's what I want you to run. An opportunity here with an 18-point lead and less than 5 minutes to play. Oh, a cross-court pass. Anticipated, stolen, and the easy layup on the other end. That was a smart play by Keeley Bernard. 14 points for Keeley. 60-44. Because I was starting to say a moment ago, it's a golden opportunity for Benedictine to maybe work on some things, polish some things, get a little live practice against a new opponent. Here's a three that will not fall for Kennedy Nicholson. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off Jennifer Jacobs. BC is going to bring Lauren Dubert back into the game. Dubert in for Brueggemann. And remember, Lauren will be out now, out on the floor, out there with four fouls. Running 15-footer. No. And it's out of bounds, and will be Benedictine basketball. Let's just reset these teams. With 4 minutes to go in the game, when I say that, remember the substitution comes in. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. So, Coach Folsom has rotated his starting five back into the game. 4 minutes to play, leading at 60-44. Here comes Benedictine on the floor for St. Mary. Alanis Delgado and Elise Brown. 12-foot shot for the Ravens. Will not go for Roddinghouse, but a foul is called. So Delgado and Brown with Addison Tower, Addison Schletzbaum back on the floor, and Mary Olson. This is the third foul for Delgado and free throws for BC. The first one, perfect by Riley Roddinghouse. That'll be 7 points for Riley tonight. And 8. She's now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 8 points in the game. It is 62-44. And 3:40 left here in the Nolan Gym. St. Mary down the floor with it. It's going to be Tower. Lobs it off on top. Delgado works her way over to the left side from the extended free throw line. Shot from there is up and no good. Rebound. Schletzbaum. Comes down the right side of the lane, backs it away, look away, pass into the lane. Delgado cut off defensively well. She'll have to bring it back off on top. 14 on the shot clock. Over to the left side is going to be Elise Brown. Brown to Delgado. Step and a half above the three-point arc. Hits it. Delgado. 11 points. 62-47. And that shot will precipitate a St. Mary's timeout. A timeout with the Lady Spires at 3:14 to go in the game. Benedictine leading it 62-47.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Now you're going to get another chance to see these Benedictine Lady Ravens if you're in town Saturday. going to be here at home for back-to-back dates. And another non-con game is they are going to be hosting Morningside at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Now, Gus and I in the K-Radio Sports Crew are going to be in Olathe, as it'll be Benedictin football at 2 o'clock for a Ravens at Mid-America. Huge game between two nationally ranked teams. The two teams tied at the top of the conference battling for that conference championship. BC Ladies put the ball in play. We're going to have a foul right in front of the St. Mary bench. So the BC women are going to be back in action just a few days from now on Saturday and will not be back in town until the 23rd of November. Between Saturday's game and that, they will have a game at Rockhurst, and that is the exhibition game against the D2 team. Then conference play begins November the 13th at Peru, and then November the 20th at Central Methodist. Ravens put the shot up. Josie can't get it to fall. Rodinghouse rebounds, gets fouled. Foul is going to be on the Spires, and trying to decide against whom. Okay, they're going to call it on Mary Olson, the 6-foot junior from Mission, Kansas. First free throw is up. Won't let go in. Riley's second free throw, perfect. So Rodinghouse will get one of the two. It is 63-47. We're now inside 3 minutes of play. That's right. We've got lots of sports stuff coming up here on Pure Radio every day. You got this game tonight on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, Gus and I are going to be with you right after the Brian Hagan 5 o'clock evening report. So 5:15, 5:20 or so when that, when the news weather's all over with, we'll have sports look here on Care tomorrow night. We got lots of stuff to talk about. High school postseason, conference races heating up, and that and so much more. So sports look tomorrow night. Friday night, it is going to be Kansas high school postseason basketball. Here's a little turnaround shot from the right side of the lane from about 5 feet away, and it's going to be up and good in the first points of the game for Addison Schletzbaum. And they come here with 2:15 to go tonight. Turnaround shot, no. Ravens are going to rebound it underneath. Dubert will board down the missed shot by Jacobs. Gets it out to Weiser. Josie DeLauren. 10 on the shot clock. Dubert pulls up from about 12. Got it. Lauren Dubert with a dozen points. It is 65-49. And we're a minute 50 to go. And then on the upcourt play, we have a Benedictine foul. It is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer finds a way to get her points, and sometimes to get her fouls, but this is only her second foul of the game, so not bad. Her first foul back in the second quarter. The free throw pushed up, but will not go in for Elise Brown. Elise has 1 point. 1 of 2, now 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. This one is in. Elise starts for St. Mary. 5'7" grad student from right there in Leavenworth. Minute 50 to play in the game, and Benedictine against some full court pressure. Going to bring it in play. Into the forecourt, Lauren Dubert. She'll work it right side. Drives all the way to the baseline. Feeds into the middle of the lane, looking for Jacobs. Defender is able to get there and get a hand on it, deflect it out of bounds at the baseline. Lady Reeves will be putting it in play from there. With a minute 39 to go in the game and 16 left on the shot clock. Dubert to do the inbound work, brings it into Rodinghouse, back to Lauren, back to Rodinghouse. Oh, a beautiful little give and go. Dubert the assist, Rodinghouse the bucket. 67-49. Here's Delgado to Schletzbach. She'll go in. Dish it across. Her pass across the lane is going to be stepped in front of us. Stolen away, and Benedictine will come up with the basketball. We're at a minute 15 left in the contest. Dubert down the left side with a left-hand dribble. Stops on the side of the lane. Lumps it out on top. Josie Weiser. Josie out of JCN, and we're going to be seeing her old high school Friday night football here on CARE, Jefferson County North at Riverside in the postseason. Here's a driving shot that's up and good for two by Kennedy Nicholson, having a huge fourth quarter. 69-49 in the last minute of the game. Three-point shot, fires up, no. Rebound is on the floor. Three players down to the hardwood looking for the basketball and a jump called. Kennedy Nicholson, 9 points in the fourth quarter. 14 in the game. Alternate possession, Lady Ravens basketball. Dubert will walk it up, cross at the logo, swing it over to the right side to Nicholson. Kennedy's going to back away near the center circle, literally now in the center circle. Back over to Dubert as the shot clock's at 10. Lauren guarded hard up on top by Keely Bernard. Goes left side. Her shot batted away and slapped out of bounds by Katie Harder. And BC will have it in with 4 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds to go in the game. Dubert will do the inbound. She wants Jacobs. Will take Josie. She's alone. It's a three. Short. And out of bounds it's going to go. 15 seconds left. One more opportunity for St. Mary to put something on the board. Harder brings it in. Delgado brings it up. Goes left. Kicks it back to Addison. Schletzbaum across the lane. Falling away, and she's going to be fouled with 4 seconds to play. And at the free throw line for University of St. Mary's, it will be Addison Schletzbaum. Addison, the sophomore from Effingham. Free throw, got it. One more on its way. Gets them both. Addison at 4. And the Lady Ravens are going to get the ball in play, let the clock run out, and take the first win on the 2024-25 basketball season here tonight. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Your final score, Benedictine 69, University of St. Mary 51.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Party pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
For the Lady Ravens, came out of the blocks fast. They jumped out to a big lead early in the ballgame, getting up, 17-2 right out the gate, and never trailed. Frankly, were never challenged. Winning it tonight, 69-51. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for University of St. Mary, you had a 14-point game. Leading the way was Keely Bernard, 11-9 for Alanis Delgado, 10 for Addison Tower. Following them, you had Caitlin Rogers with 8. It was a 4-point game for Addison Schletzbaum, 2 each. Elise Brown and Mary Olson, Kate Harder with 1. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about this? 4 players, and make that, excuse me, 5 players in double-figure scoring. 14 tonight for Kennedy Nicholson to lead the way. She had 9 of those in the fourth quarter. You have a dozen for Lauren Dubert, 11 tonight for Riley Rottinghouse, and 10 apiece for Jennifer Jacobs and Riley Brueggemann. Jennifer Jacobs had 10, 8 of those came in the opening quarter. She had all 10 by halftime. From there, the Lady Ravens scoring looked like this. Nicole Stork with 5, 2 apiece then for Michaela Bauman and Josie Weiser and Carmen Morales. On the evening, quick look at some of the numbers. Benedictine ended up shooting 25 of 65, hit 38% on the night. St. Mary was 17 of 69, 24% on the night. From the outside, St. Mary was 7 of 33, 21%. By the way, 33 is a lot of three-point shots. Okay, I'm just going to let you know that. For Benedictine, 2 of 18 from the outside. They are a much better shooting team than that, hitting 11% of their outside shots. And at the free throw line, Benedictine only 17 of 29, 58% at the free throw line. Rebounding, 51-50. Hey, that will tell you that there were a lot of shots taken and a lot of shots missed in this game here this evening. But that said, good way to start the season. Matter of fact, there's no better way to start the season than with a W, and the Lady Ravens do it here tonight. And again, the BC women are going to be back at home Saturday afternoon with Morningside at 2 o'clock. Care Radio broadcast schedule, though, looking like this. Tomorrow night, Sports Look. Gus and I will be with you right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report at about 5:15, 5:20. Friday night, we will be with you from Donovan County as it will be postseason play. Jefferson County North at Riverside, 7 o'clock game. And then Saturday afternoon from the ODAC, the Benedictine Raven football team puts its number 7 ranking up on the line against number 12 and also undefeated in the conference, Mid-America. That is a 2 o'clock game with the Care Radio pregame at about 1:45 Saturday afternoon. Raven football here on Care Radio. Lots coming up. Certainly glad to have you joining us. Final score again here tonight in the Nolan. Benedictine, 69. The St. Mary's Lady Spires, 51. Can we greet you next time? Joseph in the studio, jumping right into this hoop season and doing a great job. Young man, thank you so much. From the Nolan, Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at msdsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSD Sports Radio Network.